It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your hosts, Shannon LaFave and Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Hi, y'all, and good morning, and welcome to Tales of Lincoln County. I'm Shannon LaFave, and our co-host is Abel Guzman.
Good morning.
Executive Director of the Humane Society of Lincoln County. Many of our listeners may know already that our community has lost a passionate animal advocate in Kitee Thornton last week. We want to celebrate her by continuing Tales of Lincoln County and other events through which she spread news about the humane treatment of all animals. So we continue, you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We got to keep this going. She started a lot of this and got to follow in her footsteps.
And was very passionate about all of it.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Abel, how's it going over at the shelter?
Well, you know, a lot has been going on with the flood. You know, we did have to shut down a resale shop. We turned our shelter into a rescue, per se. We did take in quite a bit of animals at the shelter, but thankfully a lot of them have been able to go back to their homes.
Right.
Our resale shop for a time was a donation point for those who had to be evacuated, those who lost homes. We were distributing also to the community, and that was a great experience to be able to give back to the community. It was awesome. Staff loved it. You know, just seeing the faces of everybody coming in
Truly.
To have something for themselves.
And, you know, it was amazing seeing the donations, where they came from, all over the place.
Yes. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you know, from Texas, we had some from Arizona, from Colorado, within New Mexico. The love that people gave back. It's Truly. Awesome. Awesome.
Truly. Okay. Where is all that stuff now?
Well, all that stuff has been taken to the Salvation Army now. We've switched over back to our usual resale shop, but we still do have food for the animals. We still have some food there for the animals. So if you still need some food for your animals, come on down. But things are back up and running at both locations.
Are we running pickups for our
yep.
community?
Pickups are back scheduling. They're back to normal on that. So if you have a pickup for us to do, please give us a call. We'll put you on the schedule. I think we're booked about a week or two out already.
Ooh.
But please give us a call. We could fit you in somewhere if we need to. Staff are ready to help out. They're ready to go.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you mentioned food for our community animals.
Yes.
Do we have something new going on with the food, April?
There is. So just to let everybody know, we're having a community food distribution for the animals. We had a big truckload come in. So,
a semi, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And you have the name there of who exactly it was, right?
Yeah. Humane World for Animals was contacted by the Carrizozo Animal Control.
Yes.
On our behalf.
Yes.
And their resource is Chewies.
Mm-hmm.
And so Humane World for Animals had a semi full of animal products unloaded at the shelter.
Yes.
So, oh, my goodness. How many pallets?
I believe we have 24 pallets, if I'm not mistaken.
Gee-many. Wow. The one concession about this donation is that everything was to go to the community.
Yes.
So if you are a Lincoln County resident, come to the Humane Society, to the shelter, so up the hill, today from 11 to 2 o'clock to pick up some food for your animals.
Yeah, there's food, there's cat litter, there's cat boxes, there's treats, canned food, dry food. There's even food for livestock. Please, come on down. It's ready for you guys to pick up.
Also going on today is Brudoso in Wingfield Park. Okay, now, so this isn't an us event, but the Humane Society of Lincoln County is going to have a table there. We're going to have a booth set up with merchandise as well as information about what we do. So all information about the Humane Society and how we support our community. So lots of things going on today.
Yeah,
wow.
Yes. Busy, busy day.
Wow.
Busy day. So yeah, please come on down. Brudoso is a lot of fun. Please join us.
We won't have any animals out there. You know, they don't always get along with loud noises.
Yeah.
And, imbibing.
There you go.
We can't always control them, right?
No.
What else do we have going on? Oh, we had
Furball.
Yeah. We had the Furball Hawaii Fi Dough.
Oh, my gosh, that was a lot of fun.
It was a blast, wasn't it?
It was.
So our big annual fundraising event was last week. It was a huge success in that we had a blast. Everybody enjoyed the Polynesian food.
Yes.
Alto Country Club always has such a nice spread for us.
Yes.
And then DJ One kicks up and everybody had a time on the dance floor.
It was so much fun. I mean, the people that came, I mean, that was my favorite part, just seeing everybody dancing. That was awesome.
Oh, you know what? I want to say a shout out too to all of our community businesses.
Yes.
For donating amazing things for our silent auction, for the live auction. Oh, my goodness. And for the people that were there that night that bid on these amazing things and, really helped our animals out.
Everybody who donated, you know, our attendees, our volunteers that were there helping out. Thank you so much. All this, again, helps the animals. It's all for the animals. This pushes us through for the next 6 months.
So 6 months, you guys. 6 months of income.
It helps.
You know, those animals are costly.
They are, but they get the best care that
they
deserve.
Do.
And they deserve it. You know, this is a second chance for each and every one of them.
They do. You know, and the people up there, and something that was so important to Kitey, everyone that works with those animals, from our staff to our volunteers, they love those four-legged furries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes a difference. You know, that care, that time that's put in, makes a big difference.
Totally. Absolutely.
Again, there's a lot going on. We'll be there. Brodoso at the animal shelter with the food distribution. And also, for those of you in the Upper Canyon, you know, just a reminder, those who are evacuated, please, if you need a place for your animals, bring them to us. We're here to help out. We're here to house your animals and take care of them. And they'll get the same care that our adoptable animals get. So please come on down.
Righto. I don't know where people will be going. I understand the state will be putting up in hotels.
Yes.
But don't know if those hotels accept their pets.
I know that they're focusing on getting hotels, or they have hotels that do accept pets. But, you know, sometimes they're limited as to the amount of pets that are allowed in those places. So, we're here. We're here to help out on that end.
Righto. Good. Yep. Okay. So, you guys, I know that is no easy feat to leave your home for the however many days that all of the utility reconstruction is going on. But to make life a little bit easier, don't forget us. You know, come on out to Highway 70 with your furry friends and let us help you out.
Yes, definitely.
Killer. Okay. Well, this is a special day for us because we do have another event that was very near and dear to Kitey Thornton's heart. It was her dream to bring the community together with information about the community and what we provide as a community for our furry family members. So we have here with us today Miriam Mask of Eastern New Mexico University here in Rio de Janeiro. Hey, Miriam.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
So we have kind of a nice relationship with ENMU. How did that happen?
So I've always been an animal lover. I mean, from the smallest to the biggest, I love them all. And I started at ENMU Ridoso maybe 4.5 years ago. And one of my interests was getting more involved with the Humane Society in town. And so one of the ways I did it was to invite the Humane Society to come to our Feed Your Brain once in a while and talk about the things they do and the things they're trying to make the public aware of. So our relationship formed. Kitey was a wonderful, wonderful person that really loved all of the animals there. And so I worked with her. I was lucky enough to work with her for the past 3.5 years and put events together with Feed Your Brain and some pet adoption events we did on campus. Always happy to have the animals on campus. They lighten everybody's world up. They make us just feel good about ourselves knowing that we're doing something for them. Yeah, and we're just happy to continue that relationship as long as we can.
And, you know, the Feed Your Brain event has even been attended by our education committees.
Yeah, so we always get a good turnout when, you know, we have the dogs there. Everybody loves to go look at the dogs. And so we've even had some staff adopt dogs after we've had some, you know, adoption events. And so that always makes me happy that we're bringing them into our family. You know, it's always a pleasure to be able to host those events. And, you know, we want to continue to do more, you know, to help out the Humane Society and the furry friends there, because we love them all.
Oh, we truly appreciate your guys' support. I mean, it's a win-win, to be honest. It's a win-win. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, and you know, in February when we were there and we had that snow, was that crazy? So in February, we had 3 animals adopted from that event.
Yeah, and I was afraid we wouldn't get a lot of people because that was a nasty day. But even so, we had people turn up that wanted, you know, to look at the dogs, and we got 3 of them a new home, and I'm sure they're thriving and happy in their new homes right now. But, you know, we want to continue to offer those types of opportunities for the dogs to be able to have more exposure.
Absolutely. Well, Miriam, what event is coming up that continues that relationship?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, this was something near and dear to Kaidi's heart, and she came up to me and asked me, and I thought it was a wonderful idea. I jumped, you know, to make sure you guys got on the schedule and to accommodate you all with, you know, whatever you needed us to set up in that area. And so it's coming up on September 20th from 10 to 3. We're going to have Pawtastic Positive Health Fair for all of our furry friends, and that includes cats and dogs, and we're going to have a nice, beautiful setup and plenty of room for people to come over and park and enjoy, you know, the services and resources that are going to be promoted in within that space.
What are some of the services that we think will be there? I know that the Humane Society will have a table, and we're going to be doing free microchipping and promoting some things like the spot TNR, trap, neuter, release, and encouraging folks to become volunteers with us. And, of course, there'll be merchandise and things
I think
like that.
We're going to have some training going on as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I was told that we're going to have the dog trainer.
Preston Marshall?
Yes, Preston.
No Dog Left Behind?
And he's going to be doing some training off to the side. So if you all want to come down and learn some wonderful techniques from him, you're more than welcome to. And then I believe we're going to have some merchandise as well, and you're welcome to donate pet food if you want to come down and do that as well. And we're always happy to take that for the doggies and the cats. And I believe there's going to be door prizes as well.
Yeah, we're looking at having some of our local veterinarians there also.
Yep. Yeah, so if you have, you know, some questions you want to ask the go-to persons on that, hopefully we get some of our local groomers as well to get in there. Remember, this is for our four-legged friends. So this is to help their owners, you know, get educated on things. Also, hopefully local boarding facilities can come in. We're going to have animal control be present. That way, if you have any questions on ordinances or you know.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. And so we're going to try and have different booths, but different vendors there to better help those who own pets. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, for volunteering, this is a good opportunity to find out how to volunteer for the Absolutely. Humane Society.
Well, and the vendors may not know it yet, but tables and chairs will be provided for them. The ENMU has said that the shelter volunteers will have opportunity to come in, set up so that the vendors can just come in, plant at their table, set up their own things, and not have to worry about bringing stuff in like that. So we'll have that for them. Anything else about us, Miriam?
Well, I'm also hoping to see some furry friends that may be up for adoption. Because that's always attractive for people that are looking for their next furry family member.
Right.
But if you don't know where ENMU Redoso is located, we are in the same shopping center as Albertsons. Our address is 709 Meacham Drive. And we are going to be in the annex. It's a nice big open space. So the annex is right next to the college. It's on the right side. We have a wonderful big atrium area where we can set up tables. We can have the dogs walk around with enough space. And, you know, people, you know, coming through the tables to look at the different resources and services that are going to be offered. There is no fee associated. So, you know, it's all free to come out and learn more about how to better take care of your furry relatives, furry friends. And we really hope to see you there. Again, it's from 10 to 3. You know, I hope you can bring your kids as well. It's good for them to learn all of these wonderful things that are going to be shared to be a better pet owner. Because I know that sometimes we're afraid to do things like I'm terrified to cut my dog's nails because I'm afraid I'm going to do something wrong. But I've never really been taught how to do it. So I think with some of these things that are going to be shown, we're going to learn. We're going to learn to be better at that.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that we're able to do this because we're able to bring, you know, trusted pet resources to one place, you know, all in one place. You know, we could support, you know, responsible pet owners and, you know, build a more friendly community doing
well,
this.
And, you know, because they're all going to be in the same place, a question that is posed to, say, a no bones about it could then be deferred to a vet and other questions, you know, pop into people's heads. And there are all the resources to get them answered. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's the first time we do this wonderful event, and I hope it becomes a yearly event. But, you know, hopefully people will come out and take advantage of everything we're going to put together for them and have plenty of questions to ask because there's plenty of professionals that are going to be on hand.
Right. Now, Miriam, I do have a note that we will have kitties. I don't know about puppies. Who knows if we'll have a, you know, puppies, but we'll have a special set up for some kitties at the location. So yeah. And the annex area will be well marked. We'll have signs outside. We'll have the Humane Society van out there so people can look for, you know, the animals on the van.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have questions, heavens, you need to look at our website. Our brand new website has just been put up. Now, it's still in the works. The gentleman who's working on the website is working on all the intricate connections.
Little kinks.
Yep, yep. But check out the website for the event information, and we'll make sure that we get all of your questions answered before the event. And
yeah, and if you'd like to be a part of this event, please give us a call. 575-808-8424 to see how you could be a part of this, get a booth. Yeah, so give us a call if you want to be a participant.
Yeah, the more resources out there, the better, because that way we you know, we get people that need that information and take advantage of it. So wonderful to know that there's this event going on that's going to benefit your animals. To me, they're like my children. So to me, it's a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah, there's so much out there that's available to help.
Absolutely. So if you have a business in town, Ruidoso, in the Downs, Capitan, anywhere in Lincoln County, and you wish to participate, contact us. We do have a form that we can send you so that you can tell us about your business and let us know if you have any special needs, and we will set you up to participate in the Podtastic Positive Expo at Eastern New Mexico University out on Meacham in the same parking lot as the Albertsons. Mm-hmm. So you can find more information at the Humane Society website at hslcnm.org. If you don't put NM on there, you'll go to Lincoln, Nebraska. We don't want that. So look us up on our website or give us a call.
Yeah, 575-808-8424 if you need more information on how to be a part of this.
And again, the Podtastic Positive Expo will be on Saturday, September the 20th from 10:30 to 3 o'clock at the ENMU Annex, right over by the Albertsons. It's free to the public. We'll have all kinds of free giveaways. Come see us. Afraid your animals are not invited this time because we will have a few of our own, and we want you to have hands free so that you'll be able to check out the booths. And
unless they're going to bring them for a microchip.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you're bringing your animal for a microchip, then of course.
Yeah. They could probably do that from the van. We'll set up.
Yeah. So, just come on over. Yeah. Even if you do bring your pet for that specific reason, we'll make sure that we have a special place for them to get that done.
Very good point. You know, our animal control officer Robert Simpson talked about that a couple of months ago, microchipping and how it keeps your animals safe and helps them return to you if they happen to get out.
So thank you. We appreciate this. Thank you for coming and
of course, always
being
happy
a part of this. Thank you.
Always happy to help you guys. I love you guys.
Miriam, you guys are amazing. Well, to close, I just want to say thank you, community, for always being so generous with the Humane Society of Lincoln County. We appreciate you so very much. And
remember, adopt, don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County with Shannon and Abel on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.